So I'm Laura Goodwin. I'm the Vice President of Learning at Walton Arts Center, and I want to welcome you today for our first 10 by 10 countdown conversation at the Fayetteville Public Library. I'm very honored to have our special guest, Martin Nedbal. Martin is from the Czech Republic. He's been with the university since 2009 in the music department. His area of research is historical musicology. Mm-hmm. Is that where your PhD was in historical musicology mm-hmm. at the Eastman School? And his special area of research is Vienna, mm-hmm. and specifically Haydn and Beethoven. Is that correct?
And Mozart.
Yeah. All those great classical dudes.
Yeah.
So we like to do the countdown conversations and the creative conversations with our 10 by 10 series. I'm sure you know that the 10 by 10 series is a way for patrons to experience arts that they might not take a chance on by offering a very low ticket price. So we like to provide a lot of different engagement activities and ways for people to learn more about the artists and about the art forms and to take a chance on art forms that perhaps they don't know so much about. So let's go ahead and get started.
Do you have anything to say about the Emerson String Quartet?
Became a group in 1976, took their name from Ralph Waldo Emerson. They've been playing together all of that time. They're quite celebrated. I think pretty much. I think they have a couple of players that rotate in and out. But, you know, they have Grammys. So there's the program for the concert. And we get a sense of a short history of the string quartet. And so I wanted to ask Martin to talk a little bit about the string quartet form and about its history.
Sure. Just before I do so, though, I just noticed as I'm looking at the program that the pieces that are being played, both of them by Haydn and Beethoven, are the last string quartets that these composers have written. So it's I guess there's a theme to this concert by the Emerson String Quartet. So the Haydn String Quartet, you can see it's written in 1799, so that's 10 years before Haydn's death, his last finished string quartet. And the Beethoven String Quartet is from 1826. That's also the just a few months before his death. And this is in fact his last composition. And then Pierre Jalbert is a current American composer. I think he works at the Rice University in Houston. And as far as I know, this is his last string quartet too. So the last one that he has written so far. It gives the audience a really good overview of the two great masters of the string quartet, and so that brings us back to this idea of how it developed and where it came from. And it's actually very fitting that the concert starts with Haydn, because Haydn is often thought of as the father of the string quartet. He wasn't the first composer who was writing string quartets, but he was one of the first, and then he was also a big revolutionary who changed the genre into put it into different forms. And when it started, it was very different from how we experience it today. In the mid-18th century, when string quartets were very private type of music, music which would be performed by amateur players, who would most often perform it just for themselves. As the genre develops, it goes through very important changes, and we can see actually all of these changes happening in the compositions of Haydn. So this the String Quartet Opus 77, number 2, it's also referred to as String Quartet number 67. So, and it's his last one. And you can see 67, so he wrote 67 string quartets. That's a lot. And there's a huge difference between this last one and the early one. And so some of the changes that happened throughout the 18th century is that gradually the string quartet would no longer be private music. The expectation would be that it would be professionals performing them and that they would be performing them for an audience. And so that changes the whole structure of or the whole thinking about this genre. And in a way, already by the late 18th century, it's somewhat similar to what we expect it to be nowadays. But already in Haydn's string quartet, we get two very important metaphors that are usually associated with this genre and that are really helpful to think about for an audience member as they are preparing or as they are experiencing a string quartet performance. And this metaphor always has to do with some sort of conversation. So one type of conversation that people talk about in connection with string quartets in the 18th century and later is that it represents a conversation between the players. So we have four players, so two violins, a viola, and a cello. And from the very beginnings, it was always thought of as a conversation between the four players. They are somehow engaging in discussions. It's always interesting to think about these two things, of how a string quartet projects this idea of conversation among friends and also a conversation between the performers and the audience. And Haydn tries really hard to engage the listeners so that they are not tempted to go and get a sandwich or some sort of a drink,
another
a punch.
Drink, yeah.
Yeah, but they actually stay and listen. Let's first think about the idea of conversation among the players. Was there anything in which we could see that the instruments are engaging in some sort of dialogue or...
There is a kind of a call and response, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it definitely was there. So the melody for most of the time was in the first violin, which is very typical for these early string quartets. So the first violin is always the main instrument. It always has the carries all the main melodies and has the most virtuosic passages. But at the same time, now and then, the other instruments actually got the melody too, and so there was a little bit of a dialogue between the first violin and the rest of the instruments. Should we move on from Haydn?
Sure. Do you want to listen to the Beethoven since it's next chronologically?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I'm sure that you are noticing how it's jumping among voices. It's and even I'm sure you noticed that the opening. I was confused whether I really hit it at
not.
The beginning or not, because it just doesn't sound like an opening. It just seems like we were thrown into the middle of things, and the conversation is not really coherent, but it's going on already, and we as listeners are not really sure what it is about.
We missed something.
Yeah. The four instruments' interactions with each other, how does it differ from the interactions between the four instruments in the Haydn piece?
Let's say that within the Haydn, it was a more clear, I'm going to play here, and now you play, and then I'll play, and then you'll play, you know?
Yeah.
More polite.
Yeah, it was so polite. It was so polished. Everyone was nice to each other. Whereas here, it's no longer like a conversation. It's more like an argument or some sort of fight. Mystique, mysteriousness, those are ideas that come forth in late Beethoven style quite a lot, and that then become very important for the Romantic generation, for Romantic composers. Here we can see how Beethoven is departing from the classical style and turning towards the Romantic aesthetics with their ideas about mystery and unanswered questions, music that has some hidden meanings which are not immediately intelligible to those who are listening to it.